From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting reaction from the U.S. after North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho characterized a tweet by President Trump as a declaration of war. On Monday, President Trump commented on Twitter that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's regime won't be around much longer if the North carried out its recent threats. While in India, U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis clarified that a peaceful resolution is still very much on the table.
We continue to maintain the diplomatically led effort in the United Nations. You have seen unanimous United Nations Security Council resolutions passed that have increased the pressure, economic pressure and diplomatic pressure on the North.
Ri warned that his country might shoot down U.S. strategic bombers, even if they are not in North Korean airspace. This Tuesday, official results are expected after Iraqi Kurds vote on a referendum for independence. The vote has drawn objection from the government in Baghdad, as well as neighboring countries and the United States. U.S. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert said that the United States is deeply disappointed with the decision to hold a unilateral referendum. She added that the U.S. relationship with the Iraqi Kurds will not change, but that the vote will greatly complicate Kurdish relationships with the Iraqi government and neighboring countries. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said his country would close a border crossing with Iraq and could move to block oil exports. Other nations, such as the United States, have said they oppose a referendum on the grounds that it takes focus away from the battle against the Islamic State group. This is VOA News.